KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, we have rain and 58 degrees in the Atlantic. We'll look for occasional showers and thunderstorms today. Some much-needed rain, a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The details are still sketchy as to when work will begin, but officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation, or DOT, have indicated to Cass County Engineer Charles Marker that they have a construction project planned for the County Road M56 bridge over Interstate 80 that's north of Marnie, which is expected to create heavier traffic flow on nearby roads.
They're going to do a redecking of it, as they call it. I haven't been able to find out a lot of information on it. I've called a couple of the offices, the inspection office and everywhere. So I don't know if they plan on closing the entrance and exit ramps, which will have a major effect on what we do for traffic in that location.
Marker says if the entrance and exit ramps are left open, it could mean heavier traffic on Boston Road.
Going a mile east, going under the interstate at that mile east and coming back on the county line road north, if they want to go to Omaha or if they get off on the north side. On the south side, they'll just have normal access to.
Marker says when a numbered state route is closed, the Elkhorn Road or Highway 173 or Highway 83 west to Omaha could be major thoroughfares when the work begins. No time frame has been established as of yet, so it's unclear how soon traffic in the area will be disrupted or to what extent. News time is 8:04. Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667. Well, the first significant rainfall in nearly a month and a half fell overnight here in Atlantic. By 7 a.m., we'd receive 81 hundredths of an inch, and 7 a.m. is our 24-hour cutoff time for precipitation and temperature. And the rain began early this morning. Now, since 7 a.m., we picked up an additional 0.2 of an inch, bringing our total for 24 hours plus to 1.01 inches here in Atlantic. The last time we received rain well over 0.5 inch at the KJAN studios, which is the official National Weather Service reporting site for Atlantic, was on June 22nd when we received 93 one-hundredths of an inch. Again, the forecast calls for rain and thunderstorms to continue through late this afternoon. Well, firefighters from Lenox, Clearfield, Corning, and Creston were called to the scene of a blaze Tuesday night at CMC Dalton Ag Products in Lenox. Also assisting at the scene were officials of the Taylor County Ambulance, Adams County Emergency Management, Lenox Police, and Taylor County Sheriff's Office. The fire was reported at around 10:36 p.m. The cause of the fire and amount of damage is undetermined. The State Fire Marshal's Office was called in to conduct a further investigation. CMC Dalton Ag Products manufacture fertilizer application equipment such as toolbars, dry spreaders, liquid applicators, and running gear for related equipment. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers on Wednesday released a cumulative report on recent arrests and incidents. The chief says that two male juveniles were arrested last Friday on charges of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Their names were not released, and additional details about the incident leading to their arrest was not provided. On Sunday, a Clarinda woman reported to authorities an incident of alleged assault. That same day, another Clarinda woman reported a violation of a domestic protection order. On Saturday, a Clarinda female reported an incident of trespassing and harassment. And that same day, a Clarinda man reported a burglary and theft incident, while another resident reported a destruction of property by means of vandalism. No details were provided on any of those incidents. Well, the school elections in the KJAN listening area will be held Tuesday, September 10th. In Adair County, voter pre-registration deadline is 5 p.m. Friday, August 30th. Officials say the law now allows voters to register on Election Day. However, it is a lengthy process and takes extra time at the polls. Voters may request an absentee ballot from the Adair County Auditor's Office. Absentee ballots are currently available for the Adair, Casey, Nottoway Valley, and Orient-Maxburg school districts, and Area 14 or Southwestern Community College, and Area College 11, DMAC votes. Residents may cast their votes in the Adair County Auditor's Office between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or request a ballot be mailed to them. Deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail is 5 p.m. Friday, September 6th. The last day to vote absentee in the auditor's office is Tuesday, September 10th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And note the auditor's office in Adair County will be closed on September 2nd in observance of Labor Day. A list of candidates whose name will appear on the ballots in certain public measures can be found by looking for the same story on our website at kjan.com. Click on the News tab under Community Hub and scroll down to find the story. And you may see an unusual combination of aircraft flying across the sky today in Iowa. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Iowa National Guard plans to transport an A-7 Corsair jet from the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City via a Chinook helicopter to the Gold Star Museum at Camp Dodge in Johnston. The two-seater jet has been in storage in Sioux City for 15 years. It was flown by the 185th in 1977 through 1991 when it was still a fighter wing. Technicians in Sioux City gave the jet a makeover to honor the memory of Tech Sergeant Bruce Johnson and Captain Andy Erickson, who once flew and maintained the aircraft. The helicopter will take off carrying the jet around 7:30 in the morning and arrive at Camp Dodge sometime after 11:30. The jet will then become part of the outdoor display at the museum. I'm Dar Danielson.
Taking a look at national news headlines, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits is at its lowest level in nearly 6 years, a sign of dwindling layoffs and steady, if modest, job growth. Applications which reflect layoffs have fallen 14% this year. That's a sign, they say, that companies are cutting fewer workers, but hiring is still sluggish, resulting in only modest net job gains. Doctors who examined some of the victims of the Fort Hood shooting rampage in Texas say it looked like some of the 13 killed were shot while lying on the floor. The doctors are expected to continue their testimony today in the trial of Army psychiatrist Nadal Hassan, who acknowledges that evidence shows he was the shooter in the November 2009 incident. Hassan, who's acting as his own attorney, could get the death penalty if convicted. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Dorothy Mary Schechinger, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Dorothy Schechinger will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Daniel Bear Yowell, age 32, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Daniel Yowell will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jeanette Darlene Geddes, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Funeral services for Jeanette Geddes will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Warren Jacobson, age 87, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Warren Jacobson will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Darlene May Peterson, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Darlene Peterson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Helen Marie Warner, age 95, of Avoca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Helen Warner will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Marvin Butch Wilford Peterson, age 76, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Butch Peterson will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.